when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
They call me by a number, not a name, Lord, Lord. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time. With an aching heart and a worried mind.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, welcome to Blood River Radio. Just like to let you know, this is a recorded session, and I'll explain later why we did not go down to Lake City, Florida to cover the League of the South National Conference, because we were not going to be able to broadcast down there. But I thought you would like that music to change it up. That's kind of like a Blood River Radio style. We do things like that every now and then for the audience. But anyway, people, like you say, this is a recorded show today. And today, what day is it today? It is Tuesday, May 31st, the last day of the month. And, you know, we had Dead Yankee Day. We celebrated Dead Yankee Day yesterday. And some people call it Confederate Marksmanship Day. I guess we could, you know, we could incorporate both of those names. But my name, this is Blood River Radio, like I said. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We got two other soldiers on with me tonight. We're going to have Rand Owen. He's going to be on the first hour. He's got to go after the first hour. We're bringing on Gene the Bitter Ender, the second hour. But people, as you know, well, no, this is a hardcore Christian radio show. Not the typical Christian like you hear about nowadays, these mealy-mouthed, spineless little perfume princes. This is a Christian radio show, so we always go to a prayer. You know, that we don't ever do anything on this show without going to our prayer. So people, if you will, bow your head while we do a quick prayer. Almighty God, almighty maker of heaven and earth, all that's seen and unseen, you who sent your only son, your only begotten son down to earth so he could die on the cross and pay the sin price so that we might all live. All we have to do is accept the free gift, Lord. That's all we have to do. Lord, if you will, Lord, please give me and my other brothers on Blood River Radio, don't make us these mealy-mouthed, little wimp, little borderline homosexual Christians that are not really Christians at all, but are really, they're really demons and they're wolves in sheep's clothing, Lord. Lord, give us the wisdom and the insight to see the enemy. And Lord, we can see them pretty good now. And God, I'm begging you, please let us live to the revolutions that's coming. The revolutions that's coming here to free our nation, to free especially our Southland from the enemy, from that enemy, Lord. And we all know who that enemy is. It is the same enemy that said, give us Barabbas. Yes, sir. These are the Barabbas lovers. Don't ever let us back down. Never let us fear I've said this before, but it deserves repeating. Don't let us fear these creeps that can take our body, but let us instead, Lord, fear you who can take the soul. And Lord, let us go amongst them. Let us go amongst them with our swords and our bayonets. And let us ram it all the way to the hilt, to the finger guard. That's what it's going to take. I ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. How you doing tonight, Rand, my brother?
I'm blessed, Eddie. I'm glad to be here with you on this Tuesday.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm blessed too. I tell you, I'm really fired up too, brother. What I'm going to do with our audience, I'm going to go off on a little, people like to call it a rant, but I don't like that. I just like to call it a call to arms. I'll tell you what, Rand, I am so tired of these damn fake Christians in the United States. These, and I'll name them, the Southern Baptists, the United Methodists, the United Presbyterian, all these, you know what, they might as well start a damn Jew synagogue, because they're, you know what, they might as well say they're Jewish. You know, I'm really hot. I saw with this Debbie Wasserman put forth another resolution, ran to through Congress, to make it illegal to say anything about a Jew, to say anything about her beloved country, Israel, that little sandbox over there in the Middle East. You know, guess what? People, you'll be shocked. But Debbie Wasserman, what's her last name here? I got her pulled up here on the internet. Debbie Wasserman down here, Schultz, Democrat of Florida. She claims she's a proud Jew. She's a Jew first and foremost and forever. She's a proud Jewish mother. Well, I got news for you, Debbie Wasserman. I don't give a hoot in hell about your Jewish citizenship. I care less about your stinking country over there. It's supposed to be a country in Israel. This resolution they're putting through Congress, they're actually wanting to get rid of all the Palestinians over there. They tried to keep it a secret for a long time, Rand, but now they're out in the open with it. You know, they want to get rid of those people. And if we say anything about that, if you lift one finger to defend these Palestinians over there, then you're an anti-Semite and you're going to be persecuted by the United States government. Well, I tell you what, I can tell Debbie Wasserman and all the other Jews out there that you have no business being in the United States Congress. You can go straight to hell. You'll never silence us whatsoever. And Rand, before I shut up, I'm going to read this right here, Rand, and I'm going to shut up. This is a list, a 2018 list of dual citizenship politicians. And this just is a partial list. Like I say, it's 2018. In the United States Senate, you have Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California, Benjamin Cardin, Democrat, Maryland. I might as well just keep saying Democrat because they're all Democrats. So Dianne Feinstein, California, Al Franken, Minnesota, Herb Cole, Wisconsin, Frank Lutenberg, New Jersey, Joseph Lieberman, Connecticut, Carl Levin, Michigan, Bernie Sanders, Vermont, Charles Schumer, New York, Ron Wyden, Oregon, Michael Bennett, Colorado. Those are just the Senate. That's 13 of them, if I counted right, Rand. And let's go over here to the House of Representatives. Gary Ackerman, New York. Shelley Berkeley, Nevada. I'll quit reading the states. It takes too much time. Howard Berkman, Eric Cantor, David C-I-L-L-I-N-E, Sicilian, whatever it is. Stephen Cohen, that's here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's our good Jew, son of Israel, a congressman in my district. Susan Davis, Ted Deutsch, Elliot Engel, Bob Filner, Frank, Barney Frank, the faggot Barney Frank, where he was running a fag prostitution ring out of his headquarters in Washington, D.C. Gabriel Giffords, Jane Harmon, Steve Israel, Sandra Levin, Nina Lowry, Gerard Nadler, Jared Polis, Steve Rothman, Jan Schankowski, Allison Schwartz, Adam Schiff, Brad Sherman, the aforementioned Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Henry Waxman, that's the ugliest Jew I've ever seen, Anthony Weiner, and John Yarmuth. And that's just a partial. That didn't even count any of them in the cabinet members. Rand, how in the hell can we have these people in here? They have dual citizenship, but they have single loyalty, Israel, Rand. What do you think about that, fella?
It should be illegal, Eddie. And I tell you something, every one of those that you named right there, they don't give a rat's flip about getting white boys killed in some kind of damn bullshit war. Excuse my language. They don't care. They don't mind sending boys off to places like Iraq. That's really now, and I don't know firsthand for sure, but it's worse than it was when Saddam was in charge. I mean, so, and I don't mean to go down a rabbit trail, but you know, Saddam, he knew how to handle them people over there. You know, I mean, there's certain groups over there that you got to know how to handle, and he knew how to handle them. But what did the United States do? We go in there and kill him and his son. I mean, it's like we talked about last Saturday. It's an old story that's been going on since the beginning of time. And you know, Eddie, Monica said something Saturday that has stuck in my mind. And I've thought about it over and over and over. You remember at one point she said that something along the lines that they had made being arrested such a bad thing. You know, if you get arrested, you're blackballed. If you have an arrest record and all that. Well, I would just like to take a moment to remind everybody that our Redeemer was arrested.
Rand, I hear the music. You probably do too. We're going to go to our first break, Rand.
I'll pick back up when we come back.
Yeah, don't forget that. Dear Blood River Radio audience, you're listening to a pre-recorded show, but we're trying to do the best we can. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. A shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Oh, dear, precious Blood River Radio audience, if it wasn't for you. By the way, I want to dedicate this show, today's show, to two people. Our supporters as a group, they keep financing us, Rand. There would be no Blood River Radio. I've said that many times, but we have to say it. God bless these people. We cannot get the word out without these people that finance this show right here. Also, I'd like to dedicate this show to Dr. Michael Hill. I don't think I know of a single person that could stand up to what he stood up to since 2017. Many people would really have to be on psychotropic drugs. They would be alcoholics. you know, that's got to be the worst thing you could go through this side of combat, this side of Vietnam or Korea, whatever. But yeah, I would like to dedicate this show to Dr. Michael Hill and our handful of listeners and supporters that keep us on the air. Back to you, Rand.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Eddie, because Dr. Hill, he's in it to the end, man. He's hung on, and he's been through a fight. He's still trying to carry on with all the odds against him. I appreciate that, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
But back to what I was saying about what Monica had mentioned about being arrested. But you know, by now, at this point in the game, that especially followers, Christians, if you haven't kindly let the fact about being arrested pass through your mind, if you hadn't thought about that, well, you should. You should really think about it. Because as I said before the break, our Redeemer was arrested. Christ. And you see, he's above us. Of course, he's above us. So if the point I'm trying to make, if he can be arrested, and if we are truly following him as we should be, well, to me, we should expect to be treated the same or lower than he was treated when he was here. So I don't understand why it's a question, I guess, but why wouldn't we be thinking this way if we was really on our toes and following things? And if, and this is a big if, but if you follow him, because like you said, there's a lot of people that may claim to follow him, but kindly tiptoe around it, Eddie, and I'm not judging, but it,
I do.
You know, you can see it, but if you follow him, brothers and sisters out there listening, if you love him, if you acknowledge him, like I've said on this radio show before, and if you study his written word, his letter to us to go by and to live our lives by and to prepare by, you see, we would all know these things. And quite frankly, we would all be in a better place if we leaned more on him. But as we all know, they just didn't arrest him. They killed him. And they surely want to do the same to us, Brother Eddie. If you follow him and serve him, they want to see you gone. And, you know, at this point, and this is going to get into a little bit about the Texas thing a little bit, not too much, but the shooting. But the only thing right now other than our Father, Christ, our faith in him, that's keeping this element out there from going ahead and eliminating us is what at this moment they so desperately want to take from us. And that's our weapons. And that's what I meant about the shooting. Every time that there's a shooting, if it's a school shooting, and it's not a white man, it's blamed on the gun. And if it is some kind of shooting, although there's less by white men than others, I ain't got the numbers for that, but if it is by a white man, it's a white supremacist. So either way, in the end, they're getting two white folks either way with that narrative. And you see, they know, and they know, because we talked a little bit about TV programming, radio programming. things said over and over and over again, the narrative that they keep pushing. If they keep pushing this narrative, guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad, eventually most of these brain dead people, they'll give them up. They'll turn them in.
You know, Rand, you've addressed a lot of points. The most significant point you have addressed is dynamite. Really, with great insight, great country type, Will Rogers type. You know, Will Rogers was an American cowboy, Oklahoma, a real cowboy, who he was famous for his wisdom. You know what, man? If we are not, a cliche. If we're not catching flack, then we're not Christians. If we're not catching flack, we're not doing our part in harassing the enemy. When I say harassing the enemy out there, we're not fighting back. We're not trying to win our independence back, our liberty back that we have lost. We're not losing it, Rand. We have lost. Miss Nancy, give me a quick antidote. I talked to Miss Nancy today, and she was telling me about they did in the dead of night in Louisville, Kentucky, what they did in the dead of night here about 3 years ago. They came in, and the judge himself, the judge in Louisville, Kentucky, violated the law. There was the groups, you know, the same old people, the BLM, the Jews, the Antifa. They want to get rid of one of the last remaining Confederate monuments in Louisville. Well, the good guys like us, we had a court order, there, and they had to go to an appeal. Well, in the dead of night, the judge said, to hell with the law and order, to hell with the appeal. We're going to move this statue. We don't care. We're going to violate the law, and we know we can do it and get by with it. And he's right, Rand. He violated it. Well, you know, then we'll get we'll go off on that. But getting back to what you said, and I'm going to make this short. I've been passing out newspapers for the League of the South. We all know that. You know that. I sent you a news clip. And some of these people in Memphis that I put the newspaper on their front step, they actually said it was horrible. It's dangerous. It's racist. They said this newspaper was racist. I've had a couple of people I'm close to tell me, oh, I should stop doing that because that's gonna provoke these people. We need to weigh low. We need to stay in our little hidey holes, Rand. We need to stay behind our microphone and just keep preaching this real lukewarm crap. We can work with these Jews. After all, there's this crows of people. But I'm rambling too much, I'm trying to reinforce your point. If we're not being harassed, if we're not being threatened, our lives not being threatened, if our people aren't being put in jail, if we're not stirring up a stink that we're fake Christians, we're not doing our job, Rand. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Eddie. You know, what you're saying is if we're too comfortable, we ain't doing what we're supposed to be doing at this time in our life, in this day and age. If we're sitting back fat and happy and too comfortable, we're of the world and we're not of the Word. And the Scripture says to be of the Word. I mean, that's paraphrasing, I know, but that's what it means.
We have to be in the world.
You know, a guy told me a long time ago that like in the House, even like in state houses and in Washington, they go in and they pass these laws and things like on Friday evening and things like when there's going to be no opposition in there to them, so to speak. So that they're clever, but we know they're clever. They that's what I meant about other Saturday when I said that was an old story. I wasn't just talking about the story of Rudolph Hess. I was talking about this story from the very beginning.
Well, I knew you was. Brian, we got to go to a break. I hear the music. We got to go to a break. Hold that salt. This hour is flying by, brother. We be dear Blood River Radio family. We'll be right back as soon as we can after this second commercial break. So hold on.
Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hepatitis A outbreak has possibly been caused by organic strawberries. The Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and two food and public health agencies in Canada are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A across U.S. and Canada. The number of infections are potentially linked to fresh Campo and Hep organic strawberries, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. It was a chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Roughly 6,000 global flights had been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Some 1,640 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta Airlines is heavily affected by the cancellations, with more than 500 domestic and international flights canceled on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Protesters, angry over a building collapse in southwestern Iran that killed at least 33 people, shouted down an emissary sent by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in which riot police clubbed down demonstrators and fired tear gas. The demonstration against Iran's government is response to the disaster a week ago. Pressure continues in Iran over rising food prices and a very stale economy. Let's get an update on the Mona Lisa attack by a crazed environmentalist over the weekend.
A man disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa while shouting at people to think of planet Earth. Videos of Sunday's incident showed the man in a wig and lipstick arriving in a wheelchair. He was also seen throwing roses in the museum gallery. Paris officials say the 36-year-old man was detained after the incident and sent to a police psychiatric unit. An investigation into the damage of cultural artifacts has been opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Well, God bless you, dear Blood River Radio family. Thank you so much for supporting this show. I'll tell you what, we don't really have any big-name guests tonight. But by the way, this show also, we said we dedicated to our precious supporters, our precious Dr. Hill. God bless him. He's one of the very few men left in this world I respect. But people, I kind of lost my train of thought there. But listen, you know, God bless the League of the South. And since I lost my train of thought, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to say, I'm going to blast some other people that are supposed to be in our movement. You know, I get so tired. And I said this in my part of this in my speech last year. If I was going to get to say it this year, I was going to double down, triple down, quadruple down hell. All you people out there that are supposed to be in our movement, you keep saying, oh, we got to watch out for the lone wolf. Well, didn't I remind you that General Nathan Bedford Forrest was a damn lone wolf? You know, we got to watch out our language. We can't speak any violence. We can see no violence, hear no violence. See no violence, hear no violence, speak no violence. We have to be little sweet perfume-wearing, teeth-bleaching, little sissy borderline fags. We have to just, you know, we have to act feminine if we can, because if we don't, we're not going to be able to attract this mass out there, this mass of other white patriots. They're just waiting for the right moment to come in here to help us and save our country. No, you dumbasses. They're never going to come in and help you. Just like it was at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, when I got ganged by a bunch of blacks. One white guy came to my aid, and he was, bless his heart, he's dead now. He did not make it home. But they're not going to come help you. You can't be passive and sissified in the face of the enemy. I got to ask you people, how damn many books do you need to write? How many papers do you need to publish telling people, explaining to them that blacks on the average are feral animals, that Jews, Orthodox Jews, are their father, the devil? How many books, oh Lord, do you have to write? How many books? Every time something happens, Ram, you'll see these people, by God, I'm going to go out and write a paper about that. I'll tell you what, if they come in here and burn my house down, I'm going to write a book and just bitch about that to the high heaven. But we're not going to lift a finger. We're not going to get in the streets. We're not going to try to take the streets back because we might antagonize them. You know what? We're going to keep our powder dry all the way to the concentration camps. We're never going to lift a finger because if we do, the Jew media, the Zio media, they say we're bad, and we're the ones that started all these race riots and stuff. Well, you know what? How many cities have to burn, Ryan? How many, oh Lord, how many white people have to be killed, like in Memphis every day, 6 and 8 people a day being killed in Memphis? How long is it going to take you fake peaceniks to wake up? And I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to go Ryan. Ryan. I've talked about you this analogy before. You got a barrel full of crabs. There'll always be one or two crabs that will try to crawl out of the barrel. But you know what happens? All those other backstabbing crabs, when the good crab tries to go to liberty, freedom, they grab him and pull him back down. And every time we have somebody that actually tries to go out and actually do something in the street, Rand, like even something as mild as handing out newspapers, you get criticized. If you go out and have a street battle, like at Bellevue Baptist Church, you get criticized. Oh, but you're just going to turn people off. You're going to give us bad press. I say, you know what? You people are so damn stupid. I'm so sick of talking to these people. You got your PhDs, you know, your master's degree, but you're too damn ignorant to pour piss out of a boot. Go ahead. Back to you, Rand.
Well, there again, Eddie, you're right. I've been involved with the league over 20 years now. I don't know. 22, I think, but something like that. And you know, I've heard all the speeches, and I certainly don't mean to disrespect anybody here about what I say, and I hope this comes out right.
Don't worry about it. They need disrespect. But some of them need to be, some of them need to be, have a light shining on them.
I say this in love, but we've heard all the speeches. I'm at this point, and don't get me wrong, I fully support them down there, and I really love the Florida group down there, I hope it turns out good for them. I hope they have a good conference. But at this point, we would be better off just going somewhere and meeting in secret and planning something. And people can take that wherever how they want it. When you're planning something, it ain't necessarily something bad or illegal. But we could be putting our heads together and maybe doing it in a way that wasn't quite – so costly, and try to come up with some new action, something different, something that's gonna
bingo
that could change the game a little bit. I mean, I remember a long time ago when I first got in, hearing Dr. Hill say something down at Gold Star Park in Wetumpka, and he said everyone can withdraw their consent. And believe me, I've withdrawn my consent. I threw it out the window a long time ago as far as anything concerning the United States and the United States government, as far as me individually. But as we're talking about here this evening, Eddie, that's only took us so far. They don't care if we sit back and do nothing and die. They're hoping that we'll just die off. But there's going to be, and we've talked about this before, there's going to be a remnant left, Eddie. I believe that with all my heart, and that's what gives me hope. That's what keeps me in this fight, so to speak. That's what keeps me eager to come back on this radio show and just to share my little old thoughts to people about it. But we got to make a turn somewhere. And like I said, I believe our Father, he's going to lead us. He's going to guide us through this. And it's going to be a remnant that he's going to use. Cause who do y'all think is going to be our Father's foot soldiers when he comes back? It's going to be his people. It's going to be people that believe in him, that study his word, that truly believe in him, and not some fundraising money talking some one verse Charlie that gets up there on Sunday. And there again, I'm not judging, but one verse Charlie gets up there on Sunday and says one verse and then takes the rest of the 45 minutes or an hour and talks about Aunt Sally or whatever, or how much money they need, or tell stories. Nothing wrong with a good story. Don't get me wrong with that. But not many people, Eddie, you said it. Very few people, preachers in this country today, will sit down and teach our Father's letter to us word by word, line by line, chapter by chapter, because they know if they do and if they teach it right, they won't be nobody there. That's what they think. And hey, and the ones that ain't there that don't want to hear that, let them go.
Yes.
I'd rather have a few that know and believe in our Father and follow his follow his word as close as we can. None of us perfect, that's for sure. But at least we try and work and are hungry to learn and seek and do his will and do it by the way he says. That's what gives me hope, Eddie.
You know what you said about Fuller Brother?
I'll turn it back to you.
The road to salvation is narrow, and few will follow thereof. The road to destruction is wide and well-marked, and that's the road. You know, you're so right. I had a Baptist minister where I was baptized, and so much said what you just got through saying. I told him we need to start hammering these fake Christians. We need to start exposing the Jew for what they are. There's no way in hell you can be an Orthodox Jew and be welcome into a Christian church. And I'm going to tell you something. I do judge them, Rand, because you know what? I despise them. And I want them to know that I despise them. I really do. We said this before. God our Father hated. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. God our Father hated Esau in the womb. He loved Jacob, but he hated Esau in the womb. I hate those people with a perfect hatred, just like King David said in the Psalms. And I'm going to napalm somebody else. Another thing I'm just really tired of is people telling me that I'm a racist, that you're a racist, And these people will live in areas 99% white. They don't even see a black. I've seen people, well, I'll continue this when we come back from this last break, folks. People, hang on to yourself. You're with the last. It's our last segment of the first hour. Really going fast. Be right back.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online From rangemagazine.com, Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is the last segment of the first hour. God, it flies by, especially when you got old Ran, old Alabama coon hunting league brother in spirit, that's for sure. I'm going to finish up the little thing I was going off. These so-called people say, I'm such a racist. And I'm talking about people, they live in areas of the country that are 99% white, even whiter than that. I know people who live here in Memphis, Tennessee, that'll say the same thing. Some of the people that where I handed the newspapers out, I hate to keep hammering on that, and they told the news people, "Oh, it's such a, this is racist crap. This is so horrible. Oh, this is a dangerous newspaper." No, you know what, people? If there is a such a thing as a racist, which there's not, you're the damn racist. But you know what? Worse than that, you are a race traitor, and that's the lowest thing there is on the face of the earth. A race traitor, and I've said this before, Rand, is equivalent to a bitch dog that has a litter of puppies. And she, when those puppies are born, she bites them through the throat and kills them and starts nursing a litter of rat puppies. There's nothing lower. Don't sit here and preach to me about being a racist when you're sat there dumping crap on your own people. And you say there's no such thing as race. Well, you know what? These other races will damn sure disagree with you. And if you don't believe it, move to Memphis, Tennessee, and get raped and killed within the first week you're here. You'll see how these feral animals, how they look up to you. And you know what? They despise these so-called the liberals more than I do almost. So don't be preaching to me. You're the race. You're the racist. You're the race traitor. You're the hater. You won't even stand up for your own damn race. You'll sit there and say, "Oh, we're all one blood. We're all one this." No, that's a damn lie. It's just like saying love is love. If a 45-year-old man wants to sodomize an 8-year-old boy, he's not an animal. That's just his sexual preference. No, that's crap. That's crap. Go ahead, Rand.
Well, Eddie, I've said on here before that our father who created us is the ultimate racist. If people want to talk about races, because he created them, he made them like he wanted them. And I think he intended them to stay like he made them. And that's another thing that we have to battle against now is to trying to keep our race pure. Because if they don't kill us out, they're gonna try to breed us out.
Yes.
You know, one way or the other, they're gonna try to get rid of us. But you know, I kind of used to let that word bother me a little bit, and I have to admit there was a time in my life when I would kind of say things that I might not even necessarily particularly agree with in my heart sometimes, just to not look like a racist. You know what I mean? And but I'm way over that. I don't care if somebody does call me a racist. Matter of fact, it kind of makes me proud that I am, and not to pat myself on the back, but I'm proud that I love my people. And I know all my people ain't good people, but they my people, and I love them. And I'm, by George, I'm going to stand up for them. And like I said on the radio show last Saturday, if other people want to talk about other kind of folks, they want to support other kind of folks. Well, I reckon they will. But I'm going to support as long as I'm able and the good Lord gives me help, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to support and I'm going to fight for our people, white people, and in particularly Southern white people.
Amen. You know, like I said, and I'll double down, these people, they're calling people like us racist, and I'm thinking of some people, I'm thinking, and particularly this one, there's several neighborhoods in Memphis like this, in these million-dollar homes. They're not within 2 miles of a black. The only time you see a black, it's mostly Mexicans, is when the Mexican or the black are on their hands and knees weeding their gardens. They have their laundry delivered. They have their meals delivered. They send their precious little lily white daughters to these super ultra high price private schools. The tuition rent would buy a brand spanking new $80,000 four-wheel drive truck. It would be a house note. And they're going to sit there, and what they're really doing, and I want to make sure this is people get this as clear out of my what I'm saying. They are the ones, they are not just racist. They are committing genocide on their own race. Anytime they go out here and they go over to someplace like Haiti or Kenya and they purchase some Negroes, they have, you know, I don't know why, but they have all this Negro worship. They have to go over here and purchase themselves some Negroes and bring them in over here, and they dog their own race. They show preference to these other races. There's no other race on the face of the earth that will do that. You know, ours is the only race. Go ahead, Rand.
No, I was just going to say, I hate to interrupt, but calling to these black ball players, especially football players, man, they treat them like gods, you know. And you mentioned the private schools, expensive private schools, and we talked about this a little bit on the show a couple of weeks ago. They even bring the back, but you know, they got a private school sitting there. They even bring these black football players in just because they can play football. If they couldn't play football, they wouldn't want them there.
No, you know,
and
we have some.
Then they wonder and shake their head when their pretty little white daughter brings home a black boy. You know, I mean, people ain't too smart no more, Eddie.
No, they're not.
I ain't got a big education. I got a 12th grade education, but you know, there just ain't many smart people out here no more.
No, you have to have discernment and wisdom. That trumps IQ any day of the week. But yeah, absolutely. These people, I don't get that. Like I said, Rand, I know I'm probably repeating myself, but the white race, we're the only race in the world that I know of that we have people. Man, they will fight you to the white man or white woman will fight you to the death, you white man, over a Negro. They have this Negro worship. It started probably in the 50s, the 60s, but and if they want to be in some ways a Negro so bad they can't stand it. And you're right, they worship these Negro athletes. If you look, you know, I used to be a big Alabama fan. There's two former Alabama players right now in jail for vehicular homicide, rape. They're just, but anyway, here's the point. Stop preaching to people like me. I'm trying to defend my people. I'm trying to defend, to keep the white race from being exterminated. If you go on our website and look at the Blood River Radio website, our show is the only radio program I know in the world, and maybe the only one, at least in the United States, that openly, unapologetically says we are here to combat white genocide. Look at what's going on. It started in South Africa. I remember when Simon Ropes was here back in 2017. We went to Charlottesville with him, Rand. He said signs he saw in South Africa, he said he sees them right here in the United States. And you know what? I never dreamed it would come to fruition as fast as it did. But in a nutshell, and if I'm repeating myself, I'll just repeat myself. I am trying to protect my race. I don't give a hootin' hell about the other races. There's any number. There's like Sam Dixon said one time, wherever the sun is in the world at any particular 24-hour day, that's shining down on some kind of liberal, some kind of communist organization, that they're gnashing their teeth and wringing their hands because the Negroes have just had it so bad. You know, one more thing, Rand, there was, I've had people tell me that they built Washington, D.C. They've done, had all these contributions to this country here. Well, where in the hell are these great contributions? They had the continent of Africa for, thousands of years. They never built one structure above a one-story mud and straw hut. They never built a damn thing. Just like we said last week, whatever that was, they ate their brother. They sold their children. They worked their wife and sported about as an ape. But you know what? If they want that, fine. But I don't give a damn about them. I don't care about the Chinese. I don't care about the Mexicans. I don't care about any of them. And if I hate them, if I want to hate them, it's tough. It's my business. And I do hate. And I do judge people. And I, you know what? If people wants to take that up with me, fine. I'm gonna shut up now, Rand. I'm sorry. I'll go back to you, Bella. We're coming close. I guess we're about 4 minutes.
Just listening to you, and it made me think about, because you know I've been to a lot of street protests since I've been in the league with different things, same sex marriage, blah blah blah, just all kinds of things. We'd hand out the free magnolias and such. And you know, what always made me the sickest, for lack of a better way to put it, is when you have the white people pull up, frowning, shaking their head, giving you the thumbs down, like you're some kind of demon out there doing what you're doing. You know, I'd rather a black pull up and give me the thumbs down than a white person. You know, I mean, I can kind of halfway see his point to a certain extent, but a white person like me that's going to look at me out there just because I'm out there trying to do something that's maybe one day might save his grandchildren or great grandchildren one day if they get the right thinking and go down the right road with this thing, you know. And you know, you're talking about you didn't ever think this would happen so fast. You know, all of this has like been at warp speed since Obama.
Yes, and, you know, yes.
That made me think about Obama's still running things to a certain extent, I believe, and. I seen the other day where he made some kind of, and I don't have it in front of me, but he made some kind of remark equating the death, the second anniversary of George Floyd's death, to that school shooting in Texas somehow. I mean, really, man? I mean, my goodness. So, I don't know. We just where we at. We just got to hang on. It's a tough fight. And hey, back about being shied away from and maybe shunned. I know people that I've known all my life that they see me somewhere, they'll be nice to me, but it just ain't quite the same. You know what I mean?
Cowards. They're cowards.
They're cowards, Eddie. And you know, it seems to be a abundant amount of them this day. And we talked about that before, and it's been said over and over on this show. And until people do get uncomfortable, they're not going to change. They're going to have to be pushed into it. I just hope and pray it ain't too late.
You know what, Rand? I almost look forward to it because I relish their screams. I want to see these people that have been preaching all this racist, all this LGBT crap. I want to hear their screams of agony when they're being attacked by these feral animals and when they're obeying their Jewish, Luciferian, Bolshevik masters. I'm going to just laugh and laugh and laugh. I'm going to say, go get them, boy. Go ahead, get their daughters, get their husband, you know, burn their houses down. You attacked us all these years. What few people were trying to do something on a shoestring budget, trying to fight for your rights? To hell with you. Suffer, suffer, suffer. I'm going to laugh and laugh, Rand.
And if people look around, it's already happening where people, these blacks, are getting away with killing white folks. Just like the guy in North Carolina, it might have been South Carolina, 70-something-year-old man sitting in his pickup. Black dude comes up, tries to take his truck. He winds up shooting the old white man, and they let him off. Said the white man tried to run over.
Rand, we've come to the end of this hour, brother. You hang on if you want to. If you have a chance, we'll hang on for a few minutes. If we get a chance to wind you in with Gene, we will. We're going
to
go. Dear Blood River Radio audience, we've got to transition to the second hour. Oh, that's right. You got to go, Rand. We're going to pick up Brother Gene Andrews. Be right back, people. Hold on to your seats.